Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
BT and Sal back on the Fan. Let's listen to Aaron Glenn address the media since the first time the reports are out that he's changing the quarterbacks.
All right, good afternoon. Injuries. We have four guys of note. Two guys that will not be practicing today, but I'm sure they'll be just fine as the week starts to progress. That'll be Harrison and Will. Again, I look forward to seeing those guys come out tomorrow and working on Friday also. Two other guys that'll be practicing. Lino, he'll be back. His window is open. So look forward to that. And the next person is AZ. AZ will be coming off his concussion protocol, so he should be cleared after today's practice, which would be good to get him back out there. When it comes to this game, looking at Baltimore, they're an organization that a number of people look at and try to emulate because of the way they operate. When it comes to their players, I mean, obviously on offense, Lamar and Derek are two guys you got to get ready to watch out for, which opened up a lot of opportunities for Zay in the passing game. When it comes to their defense, everything revolves around Cal and Roquan, two really good players. But really, man, everything that we talk about, everything that we need to do needs to be focused on how we operate, how we improve. I'm not going to sit here and talk about how we got to clean things up because everybody has to do that. But it's more about the improvement part for us in all three phases that we have to do a good job of. And that's why we're coming to practice today. So the guys are upbeat. They look forward to go out there and practice. And we look forward to getting ready to compete against the Raiders and go try to win us a game.
So great talk about the quarterback.
Why are you laughing?
Good report that you're seeing new quarterbacks. Are you willing to share that with us?
Yeah. Said that on Monday. Talked to both of those guys. Talked to the team on Monday. So Tyrod will be our starter.
Why did you decide to make that move?
Because I wanted to.
What was the thinking in past weeks for strategic reasons you waited until close to game time to decide which one? Why this week did you decide to go earlier in the week?
But I told you guys before that the players already knew. You know, I just didn't tell you guys that. So there's nothing strategic about that. The guys already knew.
A few weeks ago you said when you were considering it before the Cincinnati game,
yep,
speak to people who've done it before, stuff like that. Did that happen this time, or this was purely your decision?
It was purely my decision, but I always have people that I talk to and just see how they handle situations. And it's not even about the quarterback, to be honestly. It's just, you know, just a part of what I do, you know, during the week with some guys, coaches that I trust that's been successful in this league. And you know, some of those guys have been through the process of changing quarterbacks. Some of the guys have been through the process of being 2-8 situation that we're in and how they handle that, and just a number of things. But it was purely my decision. I felt like it was the time to do it. Again, had good conversation with both of those guys. And listen, these situations are not always easy, you know, but as a head coach, you have to do what's best for the team. And I feel like it was best for the team.
And Jerry, what was the conversation with Justin like? You know, first of all, was it private? Was it together?
It was private.
Yeah.
It was private.
And what was his reaction?
That's something that I'm going to keep between us. And I think that's the best way to do it. But he understood my decision. Obviously, he's not happy with the decision, in which no one, and I don't expect him to be, you know, and you know, but he understands. And again, I have to make a decision as a head coach to try to do what's best for this team, and I feel like it was the best decision.
Does he have a future with this team, do you think?
That's a ways down the road, man. We're trying to get ready to win the game.
Good answer.
Off-season and right all the way through training camp, you spoke glowingly, very confidently of Justin's ability to bring, you know, become a high-level starter.
Yeah.
What didn't happen?
You know, there's a number of things. I mean, obviously, offensively, you want your passing game to be better. And listen, and that's not totally on him. You know, there's a number of things that go into that. That's myself. That's the routes that's ran. That's drop balls. That's including him. And at this point, I just feel like, man, we have to do something to get this team going offensively in the passing game. And I just felt like it was time to make that decision.
Justin,
and listen, I do still feel strongly about Justin. That has not changed. But I do feel at this point that we have to make a change.
You said it's not.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Solely on Justin.
Yep.
What else do you have to do to help Tyrod, you know, get this offense going?
Yeah, we all got to be, you know, in sync together as far as doing that. So I'll talk to everybody that's involved. I'll talk to the whole offense. I'll talk to Tanner. You know, I looked at myself and what I can do to help those guys. So it has to be a collective effort in making sure that we do what's right by Tyrod, also to help him be able to succeed in the situation.
Is that Tyrod's job this week moving forward? Is this Tyrod's job from now moving?
We're playing the Ravens this week, so Tyrod's starting quarterback.
Good answer.
What's Justin's role this week? Is he your number two?
He's number two. Yeah, he'll be number two.
Where is, we haven't asked you about him in so long, but where is Brady Cook in his development?
Still developing. He's still developing. And listen, there's been a plan for him from the very beginning. And I wanted to make sure we do what's right for him. And who knows? You know, we'll see what happens as the season progresses. I'm not promising anything, but he knows exactly what his role is when it comes to this team. But I would say right now, Tyrod is our starter.
Not a quarterback question for you.
Jock Granger. Talk.
Okay. Well, there we have it. Aaron Glenn. I loved what I heard right there from Aaron Glenn.
Very much in charge right there. Yeah. I thought, you know, less contentious. Do we have more you want to keep going here, or are we good? Look, pretty good. I think we heard what we need to hear, right? I think for the most part, we got it. He touched on Taylor, touched on Field, touched on Cook. You know, it's interesting, and this is a job that you have to learn as you go on, especially in New York City. And it seems like Aaron, without sacrificing his presence and his, you know, his leadership, like as the guy now in charge of the Jets, he seems to be a little more congenial, a little more friendly.
That was not combative.
That's what I like. But, it was good.
But he could also be frustrated with the leak. If there wasn't a leak, and clearly one of the two quarterbacks or their agents said something.
Yes.
Because I doubt that it came from Glenn, and I don't know this, but based on the way the Jets have operated so far with Muji and Glenn, there hasn't been the leak. So I would assume that one of the two quarterbacks who we told, or maybe Justin Fields not happy, his agent wasn't happy, or Tyrod Taylor is happy. And I that's just me guessing. Either way, if that report wasn't out there, do you think Glenn would have named the starting quarterback at this point?
Oh, boy.
Probably not, right?
If he was consistent with, probably not. Okay. Is probably my answer. Now, yeah, I can see him maybe not doing it again.
But the fact that it gets out there leaves him no choice but to address it, so he addresses it head on.
Yeah, but hold on. It got out there with Garrett Wilson, and he still pushed back on Samini's report. So Rossini's now, Samini was the 3 to 4 week injury update on Garrett.
He didn't push back on the report. He was annoyed at Samini for reporting it. Or at least that was my interpretation. I don't think he ever refuted what was reported.
Didn't confirm it, though.
He was just annoyed that that had gotten out and that Samini had it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're right. So he could have handled this in that manner. He didn't. And the one thing that I loved about it, no matter what, is that he is being truthful, open, and honest to himself and what he wants to say to the media. When you do that, nobody can get you. They could ask him questions any which way they want. He's answering it honestly. He's not back on his heels playing defense. He's playing offense. Here's what's up. Here's who's starting. Why'd you make that decision? Because I want to. Next question. And then they could ask it however which way they want. What about Brady Cook? We got a plan for him.
Yeah.
There's a plan for him. You may see him. You may not. We'll see how it goes. What about the future? Hey, man, we're trying to win a ball game this week. Worry about the future. Those are all honest, open things. He's not thinking too much. He's just being himself. I love that about Aaron Glenn.
The thermostat's been set in the room. Like, there's no walking in saying, is it going to be 72? Is it going to be 66? Like,
it's turned up in there.
Yeah, it is. You get a little hot, you get a little lit. But I think today was a little stabilized. Like, it wasn't as contentious. I thought he had a great balance of being in control. I think he's done a good job of that. Throughout, even during the contentious moments, because he's trying to change the way his team is perceived. He's trying to certainly change the DNA. And really, when he speaks to them, and I've said this when it first started, when he speaks to them and he goes after Rich or he's getting a little combative, I don't think that he dislikes Rich. I think what he's doing is he is providing like a template for his guys to now say, oh, all right, this is how the new Jets are going to kind of be run here. So let me kind of, in accord with what my coach is doing, let me make sure I don't have loose lips with the media, whatever it might be. One thing that you have to factor in, and this is not about the press conference, but this is just about the quarterback situation next year. Now, we talked with some of the prospects with Phil Simms. You guys missed it. Free Odyssey app. Mendoza, Dante Moore, Simpson, Bama. Those names came up. So if you guys want to check it out, go for it. Next year, the Jets are a $35 million cap hit for Rodgers in 2026, pardon me. And there's a $22 million dead cap charge if they release Justin Fields. So Muji and Glenn, really Muji, and this may have been one of his biggest mistakes so far because the Jets stink, they decided to take the money that they owed Rodgers and split it up over 2 years rather than take that one big hit this year. Mm-hmm. Now, if he knew they were going to be two and whatever, he probably would have done that. $35 million cap hit for Rodgers next year and 22 more if you cut Fields in dead
probably
money.
He'll be here as the backup next year.
Yeah, no, I know. I understand that. Is that a good thing? Well, here's the thing. I don't know. Now, I respect Justin. I think he's a good team guy. I don't really want Justin Fields showing my first or second or third or fourth overall pick how to read a defense, how to throw the football.
But they might
rather have Tyrod Taylor.
But maybe they don't take a quarterback. I mean, look, they also could cut him, take the cap hit. It's not like they're going to try to – they're not going to be a playoff team next year regardless, which is why I think it's a two-year plan that they knew the risk and said, okay, well, the reward could be if Justin Fields is good, we have him start year two and groom the next guy. Or, worst case, we have to cut him and we're not going to be winning really next year anyway.
Yeah.
And maybe there's value there in having him as a backup. So you could do worse than – look, right now, Justin Fields' value has never been lower. I think it's somewhere in between what we saw in Pittsburgh and what we've seen the last couple of games. He can be better than this. Right now, he's not. You can't play him.
Yeah, I agree. Tyrod's going to play. I'm just pointing out that they've got $57 allocated to quarterbacks, one who definitely is gone and one who might or slash should be gone.
Speaking of quarterbacks, Mike Kafka said that Jackson Dart has been upgraded to a non-contact practice for the Giants today.
Okay.
That's his next step in the concussion protocol.
He should be playing this weekend.
I mean, it's Wednesday. Let's hope that that's the case.
He was dancing around the practice field last week.
I thought I read something yesterday. I forget where I read it, but it seemed like he was trending in the right direction.
He'll be fine.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.